Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you want to get to that snippet by Daryl. It's a hell of a... Daryl's saying they're treating Dylan Gabriel like a first rounder is... That's some strong conversation right there. I want you to find something for me, though. Can you go back to those numbers you gave with the passing yards for a moment of the quarterbacks, or not the passing yards, the passing attempts from those quarterbacks there that you gave me?
Yeah, because
yesterday.
We were talking about that because, man, we got into a heated spat. And Kenny, I just want to say it's a Friday. We got it coming in hot today.
We got a Browns game day.
We're on the same page
here. Any day.
For all the people arguing about Shador and Dylan Gabriel.
I do it at
Gabriel.
Your own kid's christening, except I'm not the godfather of either one.
We'll get you to one of the Lima events.
Jim deserves it.
Or maybe a Mary Kay Cabot event or, you know, any event whatsoever.
You know, I got kids.
Andy Roth going away party event. We'll get you to something.
Oh, I didn't go to that either, did
no.
I? No. I don't do goodbyes very well. Go ahead.
Hellos you're good at. You're great at doing the hellos,
I'm
man. Nobody
at a hello.
Does a hello like
that. Make
anyway,
a great hello.
We are not going to get in spats today because we've got a football game. So
well, I'm going to get in a spat with you. So I'm trying to egg you on into a spat. Right, so damn it, give me the numbers.
So here are some of the quarterbacks of preseason yesteryear and their passing attempts. And again, remember, this isn't for a full game. Most of these are just, they got a couple quarters.
Mm-hmm.
DTR, 18 attempts, 17 attempts, 20 attempts, 25 attempts, so in four different games. Huntley, 20, 22 in another one. Mond, 24. Dobbs, 20, 20. Rosen, 20. Brissett, 23. Keenum, 17 and 19. And Lauletta, 23, 23, 22. How many for Shador tonight? Can we get you on record a prediction?
Well, your answer to that was because I'm like, man, they got to take care of him. They didn't give him any first-team reps. They got to take care of him. I would limit it. And you go, whoa, what do you want from him, Ken? What do you want? I go, I want him to conduct the offense. Oh, just hand the ball, turn around, hand the ball off. I go, I'd like him to hand the ball off more than that. And then he gave me all these numbers. However, I question, I go, jokingly, I go, what's the yards per attempt? What's the yards per attempt? Ask and I shall receive.
You did.
I
you got
a anonymous source.
Oh boy.
That rhymes with Meef Litton, who sent me the yards per attempt in the preseason for those quarterbacks. Are you ready for the yards per attempt on these quarterbacks?
Yes, let's go.
Might need the yodeler for this one because I kind of want you to guess who had the highest yards per attempt.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The lowest yards per attempt, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. In 2024, 3.7 yards per attempt.
Check down Charlie.
That's Streetsboro youth football numbers.
3 yards? That's
actually
hard to do.
We would probably try to launch it a little further.
How many wide receiver screens is he throwing?
That's an insult to poor Streetsboro youth football here. Number two is Kellen Mond. See, can't even get the name right. 5.3 yards per attempt. Josh Rosen. He was 5.6 yards per attempt. Chase Lauletta. Kyle Lauletta, 7.1 yards per attempt. Not going to be playing here anymore. And then
ball cannons down the field from Lauletta.
And then it's somehow number one. 2023 Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
All right.
7.6 yards per attempt, where Leaf Mitten writes, really launching it downfield there, LOL. Good point.
So we're saying a lot of attempts, but not a lot of heavy lifting.
No.
So
a lot of attempts, but you're not doing the oop-de-oop offense. We were just referencing Varsity Blues.
So a lot of those, I mean, those are probably running plays, basically. How they like to talk about, hey, a lot of our passing game operates the same way as a running game.
Yeah.
So you should be doing it, Champions Pose.
You call me a football guy? Does a certified football guy need to do Champions Pose over these things?
You also had one of your analysts do the work for you.
That's what a head coach would do.
Yes, delegates.
You know, what do you think Nick Saban used to do with all those fired head coaches that used to join? They would analyze. You are an analyst. You will analyze.
All right, so give me an attempt. Let's go around the room.
Can't be a head coach. Can't be an actual coach because you're getting that that payoff.
Mitch, Owen, Ken, let's go around the room. I'll weigh into how many pass attempts tonight from Shador Sanders in tonight's preseason game. Mitch, we'll start.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out with you.
I'm going to go 15.
Okay, Owen?
12.
You got to get those numbers up.
12! 12!
Hit my chest.
I'm gonna give my number. I'm going to say Shador tonight, 20. We're going to get 20 passes from Shador Sanders, and Kenny will round it out.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say 21.
You know what? Albert Breer.
I'm saying 21.
Albert, abandoning the run. in a half of football.
50 plays. He said 50 plays, yeah, 21 50 plays. Passes.
No, that's 50 plays and a half between both teams. There aren't 50 offensive plays in a half. There's no way.
Okay, you know what?
I think he's going to sustain some drives.
12. Then 12.
I said 12. Now you're just a copycat.
Well, I was under a different assumption there because I was reading some because I was trying to look up what Lima
Stop
had written.
Reading. It hasn't worked for you before. It's not going
to
work for
with
you.
With apologies to Albert Breer, who took his shots yesterday at not just us, but I think Cleveland in general. Who can break down?
I need Albert to answer me. Which one of those other quarterbacks he mentioned did people cry on national media?
Who in the world can break down preseason pass attempt hypotheticals?
I love how you're trying to get me angry at Albert Breer.
This show, because folks, we got a game tonight. We got a preseason game, but the biggest game in Shador Sanders' life.
Don't lose focus.
It's the biggest game of his life.
Don't you dare let Albert Breer distract me from the thought that we have a game tonight.
Sorry.
And Dora ain't closing over there, and you're screaming.
Hey, doors are opening tonight for Shador Sanders.
You're gonna scare Alyssa down the hallway.
Is it the coming out party for Shador Sanders? Daryl said Dylan Gabriel has been treated like a first-round quarterback. Yeah. How are they going to treat Shador after tonight?
Play it over the music.
The Daryl Ryder?
Yes.
The Browns aren't treating Dylan Gabriel like a third-round pick.
Ooh, Daryl Ryder with the
tell
dagger.
Me more. How are they treating him?
They're treating him like a first-round pick. There are practices with a full, healthy quarterback room where he's first up in 11-on-11. And that's not just training camp. That's going back to minicamp. That's going back to OTAs. So that's why I've been so harsh on him. I'm evaluating him the way the organization is treating him.
Well, they're treating him like a franchise guy. He ain't playing tonight.
Well, let's see what happens.
Well, then you asked him, Anthony, what about if Shador does good?
All right, Daryl, if Shador balls out, what does it actually do to that quarterback room?
I kind of feel like the Browns are firm in their convictions with a lot of things. And that's in ways, Anthony, that's a great thing. But also in ways, it's not the best thing, if that makes sense. If he just absolutely goes scorched earth tonight, then they have no other choice but to give it an honest look. But it depends if he goes scorched earth in the context of what Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees want offensively.
Scorched earth.
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 Scorched earth. Super Bowl!
Can't yell. You know I'm going to lose my voice.
Super
Bowl! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Got a game.
Your voice got
a pregame game. We got a football game. Tonight. Football game tonight.
Got a damn football game tonight. Got an effing football game tonight, folks. There's football going on. Let's go.
Second half.
Michael would have said it.
You're right.
Not on the radio. He would have said it to us.
He would have said it once.
What would Michael say about all this right now? What would he say out in the hallway?
I'd say
he'd be making jokes about how loud I got with you earlier this week.
There is not a show, there is not a station in the country that has done a more responsible job breaking down a preseason game, number one, like we have, with a four quarterback horse race going on.
I was going to say, if we're the most responsible, then my opinion of sports talk radio outside of this city, it just hit the bleeps, because that's ridiculous.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.